This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Helen Gurley Brown has been called a bad girl, a pioneer in Prada, a revolutionary in stilettos. For 32 years, Brown was editor of Cosmopolitan magazine. Before that, she wrote the bestseller Sex and the Single Girl, which launched both her fame and her notoriety. Helen Gurley Brown died today at the age of 90. NPR's Selena Simmons Duffin has this remembrance.
Before there could be Sex and the City.
Remember that guy that I was going out with? Oh, God, what was his name?
Drew.
The sex god.
There was Sex and the Single Girl.
When I do get married, it's not going to be for love or sex or romance. I can get all of those things outside of marriage.
That film was based on Helen Gurley Brown's 1962 bestseller. She wrote it when she was 40. She had a high-paying job in advertising and had recently married Hollywood producer David Brown. She wrote to the single girls, not the privileged women, says Jennifer Scanlon, author of a biography of Brown called Bad Girls Go Everywhere.
Helen Gurley Brown, to me, represents a sort of a working-class feminism. She cared about women who worked as airline stewardesses or as receptionists.
Helen Gurley Brown called them mouseburgers. Here's how she described them reading one of her several memoirs.
People who are not prepossessing, not pretty, don't have a particularly high IQ, a decent education, good family background, or other noticeable assets.
To the mouseburger, she said, ignore those who tell you to hurry up and marry. This is your prime. Enjoy your singlehood. Oh, and feel free to have as much sex as you want and can get. Remember, this was 1962, a year before the feminine mystique came out.
What she did liberate was the idea that women had sexual desire.
Biographer Jennifer Scanlon says that Brown wrote frankly, even proudly, about her many lovers during her single years, with married men, co-workers, and celebrities. Sex and the Single Girl flew off the shelves. Fans sent her heaps of letters, and it began her lifelong franchise.
She's relentlessly out there. She's on television. She's has a syndicated newspaper column. She's on the radio.
In 1965, Helen Gurley Brown's sex-positive, ultra-optimistic message got her all the way to the helm of Cosmopolitan magazine. At the time, it was foundering as a monthly known for fiction. Without any editing experience, she turned it into the wildly popular, sexy, women-focused, hugely profitable glossy we know today. By the time she was gently shown the door in 1997, after over 30 years, the magazine had become an icon, decades worth of variations on how to please your man. She, too, had become an icon of ruthless glamour, wealth, and sexual freedom. But there was another issue Helen Gurley Brown cared passionately about, financial self-sufficiency for women, getting a job and working your way up like she did. Hers was a real rags-to-riches story. Her father died when she was young, her mother was depressive, and her sister paralyzed by polio, a beginning she recounted in her 80s bestseller called Having It All.
From a problem-ripe youth spent in Little Rock, Osage, and Green Forest, Arkansas, through 17 secretarial jobs in Los Angeles to my present job at Cosmo in New York.
It was a job she was extraordinarily good at and brought her huge success. But Helen Gurley Brown was always at pains to emphasize her mouseburger status, that she wasn't particularly talented or smart. She just set her mind to something and worked at it. She told her readers constantly that the way to get what you want from life is not through your man, but is through
your job. A job is where the money, the success, and the clout come from. It doesn't matter where you start. What matters is starting and hanging in.
I did it, she said again and again. And you, my dear, can too. Selena Simmons Duffin, NPR News.